Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio WEEI. We're live from Winter Weekend here. It's Christian Arkin, and I'm joined at the table here by not one, but two members of the Red Sox pitching staff. Tanner Houck and Chris Martin join me here right at the, Doug Lane. how you guys doing? How's the weekend going so far?
It's great. Great to have all the fans out here, their support. We love having them.
Tanner, how's the back feeling?
Feels great.
Yeah?
Yeah. No
yeah,
problems.
No hiccups, no
nope.
Waking up funny on the mattress, nothing like that?
Nope.
All right, we're good
feeling
to go.
Feeling good.
That's great. That's great to hear. And Chris Martin, one of the new members of the Red Sox, did not realize how tall you were until you stood up here. You're a large man. You've had an interesting story, the way your career sort of unfolded. You quit baseball back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah.
What happened? You had an injury and then said, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah, it's a pretty long story, but...
Well, go ahead. We got time.
Yeah, the cliff notes of it is, I tore my labrum in college, and it never really, it was never really the same after, and had a surgery and really didn't progress any better, so I ended up hanging it up and came back a few years later.
And I read you were just playing toss in a warehouse.
Yep.
And suddenly we're like, you know what, I could pitch in the majors again.
Yeah, basically, that's it.
That's got to be a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that it's not completely gone there. Tanner, you ever think about quitting baseball like that?
No. I love the game. I mean, more power to him. Like, he has an incredible story that I think everyone should, sit back and watch, the adversity that he went through. To, look at him now.
Yeah.
It's a great story. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, both of you guys are part of this pitching staff here, which I think, for you in particular, Tanner, what do you envision your role sort of being? Have you guys talked with that? Have you talked with the coaching staff about exactly what you'll be doing this season?
Yeah, I'm coming into camp as a starter, and then we kind of go from there. I love starting. I plan on starting. It's what I've done my entire career, so I would like to continue that.
People like you as a closer, though. I mean, you're pretty good at it.
We got Kenley now.
That's true.
We got these two guys. I mean, we got great veteran guys, that can close it down at the end of games.
Yeah, and you're working on – I mean, obviously, you always work on this, but in terms of going deeper into games, just the way sort of baseball's set up right now, I feel like even if you're having a great game, once you get to that third time through the order, you got to be looking over your shoulder. Is that frustrating as a starter?
For me, I just block it out. Don't worry about it. I got to go out there. I got to still execute my pitches, whether, it's my last hitter or not. I still have to go out there and execute. And if you're worried about, whoever's warming up in the pen, you're not fully committed to that pitch. You're not fully committed to that at bat. You're not giving 100% to it. So for me, it's just stay locked in on the at bat at hand, and then we go from there. If AC feels like there's a better option at that moment, I respect his decision.
All right. And Chris, how about you? Obviously, you had your role in L.A. and the other stops along the way in your career. Have you talked with the coaching staff about what that role is going to be here in Boston?
No, not really. Obviously, coming over from L.A., they do things a little bit different. It's more of the analytical side, what spot in the lineup you're good at or good for. And, I just came in and let these guys know I can pitch wherever you want. You want to give me a role, that's fine. If not, I'll be ready from the fourth on. Hopefully these guys, push it as far as they can go. That obviously helps down the road when the starters go deep into games and keep guys fresh. And basically just coming in with open mind and ready to pitch whatever inning.
How would you guys characterize your relationships with the analytics department? Is that do you sort of have a good relationship, or do they get on your case all the time?
I mean, you kind of just got to go with it.
Yeah.
It's in the game now, so – you better figure it out and learn how to deal with it. If you don't, then you kind of get pushed. You won't understand what's going on.
So what's the main thing they miss?
The analytics?
Yeah.
The feel, I guess. You got to watch, too, and see how things are going. You can't just go off a number all the time.
Which sure.
The human element, I think, is the best way to describe it, because we're not robots. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to miss, a fastball that we want down in glove side. We're going to miss it in the heart of the plate.
Yes. Yeah.
it's just the way it is. But, you know, that's also the reason we love the game.
Do you guys have that same attitude sort of with the new rule changes that are coming up here? A lot of them don't really help you pitchers, that's for sure. What do you do? I mean, you have to make adjustments. What's the main thing that goes into it?
I've kind of already been throwing on it. Whenever I was in the minors, we had it.
Right.
So it's not anything foreign to me. And I know, you know, he's a veteran. I'm sure he can adapt pretty quickly on the fly.
Yeah, new rule changes, you just got to go with them. If you, you know, if you don't accept them, then no one really cares.
It's
so
true.
You got to go out there and figure it out.
Basically. Why does it always seem like the rule changes are not helping pitchers? Why does it always seem like they're helping the hitters? You know, why do you think that is?
I don't even want to comment. It get me in trouble.
I mean, I'll admit, hitting's hard. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. Hitting is very hard, especially in today's game. You got more guys ever throwing 100 miles an hour. And I don't know all the math behind it, but hitting a baseball at 100 miles an hour that moves 2 feet left or right, it's very hard. So.
I think, too, yeah, analytics makes a big play in it, too. You know where guys are trying to hit the ball, and you can put guys in good defensive spots. And it's just getting harder all around, both sides.
Now, you guys, no doubt, I'm sure, heard the reaction last night to the front office at the town hall, right? I mean, I'm sure that got around to the clubhouse by now. Yeah.
I saw a little bit of it.
I just wanted to sort of point out here that I think that while the fans may be restless about certain players who have come and gone, these are all paying customers and they're all here for this weekend making their voices heard. It's a passionate fan base, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Do you look at it that way or is it something else?
They're just holding us accountable, yeah. You know, as players. We need to go out and...
Well, not you because you just got here.
But right. But I've been around it. I've been in a lot of organizations. It's this fan base is a little bit different. They're passionate about their team and they want the best out of us and you can't get mad at them for it. You know, you just got... We're going out there and trying to give it 100% every single day, and that's what we can do to prove we're here for the Red Sox Nation.
Tanner, you feel the same way? I mean, obviously, it's a passionate fan base.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen it now. I've been a part of it for a little bit, and that's what you want. You love having a passionate fan base that wants nothing but the best for the team. So I really appreciate all the fans that have come out this weekend, gotten to meet, hang out with them, take pictures, sign autographs. You know, it looks like everyone's having fun here, doing the racing, you know, doing throwing, hitting, whatever it is. So it's been an absolute incredible weekend.
Now, you guys have certainly been on teams that have had some highs and lows, Tanner, just in the last couple of years, certainly for you and Chris. Same sort of deal. What's the difference like in the clubhouse when you're on a hot streak like in 2021 as opposed to something like last season? How do you keep things light? How do you keep things upbeat?
Yeah.
Or do you even?
Do the best you can.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to be losing. It makes for a long season when you go through something like that. But if you can find a way to dig deep and figure out a way to get out of those things, then down the road you're better for it. You learn from your experiences. I believe that's all baseball is learn from your experience. Don't repeat. Don't try to repeat what happened. And obviously go out and just give it everything you got. Really, that's all you can do.
How's it been with Alex Cora so far? Obviously a well-respected manager in the game. Tanner, you know. I mean, how's it been so far with him?
It's great. I can already tell he's a really good communicator. And as a bullpen guy, that's something that goes a long ways. Just being communicated with, understanding what's going on. Don't get left in the dark and that'll help out a lot.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Tanner Houck, Chris Martin, great to talk with you guys. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much. It's Tanner Houck, Chris Martin joining us here at Winter Weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Sports.